gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We are so glad you've joined us today. We're doing healing school today, and considering the times that we're in right now with what's going on out there, I think it's a great subject that we should, a lot more ministers can be talking about, healing, God's way, health, God's way, staying healed, God's way. And so we're at healing school today, and we're going to learn something about activating God's grace for victory. And so let's just come before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name, the precious, powerful, mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory. We thank you, Lord, that were it not for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, were it not for you, my Father, and were it not for the Holy Spirit, we'd be in dire straits. But because you did what you did, your plan, your perfect plan, which was a mystery, which was hidden from the enemy, was completed when Jesus hung on that cross and said, "It is finished." And so we thank you that you did that, and we give you all the glory for that. And we know that in that plan of salvation and redemption, it included all the blessings, every single blessing that has already been given to us according to Ephesians 1:3, that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And we thank you for that, Father God, that you gave gifts unto mankind and the fivefold ministry and all the different gifts that you've brought to us to help us in this wonderful walk in Christ. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to talk about activating God's grace for victory. You see, when I say activating, what I'm talking about is, for instance, with salvation, you have to activate salvation to be effective in your life. There's not just a case of, well, God so loved the world, and we know that he did in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And it ends there. No, it doesn't. It says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have life everlasting." So there's a point in our lives where we have to activate what God's provided for our lives. The provision from God is all activated through grace, and we can be victorious in those areas. Amen. And when you look at the Bible and you listen to the Word of God, you'll understand that God's already a done deal, finished at the cross, freely given us all the promises. All of the promises that are written down in his word. They're written down in his word, the promises of God. And we, you know, a lot of people say, well, how do I know what God promised me? Well, is it God's will that I can get healed? And where do I find? What we've got to understand is I know the will of God through the word of God. I know what God wants through what he said. And so we read the Bible, amen, and we find out that all of his promises in the Word are already freely given to us, and they are contained in his grace. They are contained in his grace. And remember this, you know, we got to remember, it says, the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God." Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God." So God's given us all the necessary needs to accomplish all the promises. And 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, listen what God said to Paul when Paul was being beat up by an enemy from the devil, and he cried out to God for help, and God said to him, "My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient." Well, Lord, I'm being beat up. Sickness is coming. My finances are gone. My marriage is ruined. I'm messed up. What am I going to do? And God is saying to you, "My grace is sufficient." In other words, it's powerful, sufficient, and everything that you need is contained in grace. Appropriate it, and you'll get what you need. Zechariah 4:7. You know, we all know Zechariah 4:6, where he talks about, he says, not by power nor by might, but by spirit, saith the Lord. But then Zerubbabel cries out and he says, grace, grace to the mountain. Remember, Jesus said, anybody with faith can say to the mountain to be removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Well, in Zechariah 4:7, he cried out, grace, grace to the mountain, and it became a flattened plain. Excuse me. So we've got to understand that God's grace is powerful. Romans 5:20 says this, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Where sin did abound, and boy, was there sin abounding left, right, and center, like the day of Noah. There was sin, it was just completely sinful, the way the world was living. And the Bible says it's going to be very much like the days of Noah when he comes back, when we're going to be giving away in marriage and living our normal lives, but sin will not be considered to sin. And you do know this, that God says in his word, he says in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, he said, I think it's Isaiah 5, he says that, woe to those who call good evil and evil good, who call dark light and light dark, who release the innocent, the guilty, and bind the innocent. He says, woe to those people. And so you've got to understand there was so much sin in those days, and this, it's happening right now. You can see people not considering sin to be sin any longer. They are, I mean, anything goes, and it's okay. And it's, laws are being passed by governments, passing laws of sin. And so we very much like it was in that day. So he says, where sin did abound, grace did much, much more abound. That's huge. That's powerful. Grace is way stronger than any sin. Jesus on the cross was way stronger than any demon, any sinful act. And so he says, yeah, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I don't know about you, but when God kind of saved my life, when I found out about what I need to do to get saved, and I did it, I was so sinful. I had so much sin in my life. I mean, I didn't even consider it sin. It was just a good old time, the good old days, we call it. Those weren't good old days. They were dangerous old days, living in sin, not being saved. And God saved me. All and every one of my sins, he took care of in an instant, in a flash. Now, 2,000 years ago, it wasn't in an instant. Jesus went through some horrendous stuff to cleanse us of sin. But in the time of eternity, it's like that. And Jesus did that for us and cleansed us once and for all. So he says, where sin did abound, while we were yet sinners, the Bible says in John 4, while we were yet sinners, God loved us. And we loved him because he first loved us, while we were in a state of sin. So where sin is, grace is much more. It's available, not necessarily activated for you to be forgiven your sin until you get born again, but it's available, and there's more grace than there is sin. God is way more powerful than the devil. Way more. I mean, it's not even a contest. Not even a contest. We've got to understand that. The devil can't even fight a trillionth of God's power. Not even if he had a trillionth only left of his power. It would still defeat the enemy, explode him into nothingness. So we've got to understand that. Now watch here, Hebrews 4, verse 16. He says, let us therefore, he's talking to us, born-again believers, or if you're not born again, you still need to come. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's just so God, so God. You know, coming to the throne of grace, not the throne of hate, not the throne of going to get you, not the throne of what have you done, the throne of grace, 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 grace abounds way more than sin, sin, sin. And when you come to God, he shows you love, love, love. And he looks at the grace afforded us by his son Jesus and sees the blood covering you, and he covers, I'm telling you, grace is amazing and it's sufficient for us. I want to read it from the Passion Translation. He says, yes, so now we come freely and boldly to where love is enthroned, or the throne of grace. I like the way it says it in the Passion. We come freely and boldly to where love is enthroned. You've got to understand, God is love. He doesn't have grace, He is grace. He doesn't have love, He is love. And so we come boldly, I love that, and freely to where love is enthroned, or the throne of grace, to receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our time of weakness. Wow. I'm telling you, God is just so amazingly loving and so full of grace. Nothing you've done can escape by the grace of God if you appropriate it. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But I want you to know, baptism in the Holy Spirit is contained in His grace. Salvation is contained in God's grace. For by grace you have been saved. Remember that. Salvation is contained in His grace. Protection is contained in His grace. Deliverance is contained in God's grace. Healing is contained in the grace of God. That's just powerful. And it's the grace is the actual door. Jesus is the doorway, remember? Grace is the door we must walk through before we are eligible to receive the many other blessings that are contained in His grace. And so we've got to get through that door of grace that is provided for us in order to receive all the other blessings that are provided and are contained in God's grace. And Christ provided physical healing. Think about it. He provided physical healing for us at Calvary. It's contained in His grace. That's a powerful thing. I'm telling you, Jesus gave us authority over demonic forces. That is also contained in His grace. The authority that I have in you as a believer is contained in God's grace. That's why He said, you can bind. What you bind, I'll back it up in heaven. What you loose, I'll back it up in heaven. In other words, it's already been done for you. As whatsoever you bind, I'll bind in heaven. What He's done, and the Word tells us He's done, we can stand on those promises and we can receive whatever it is that God's promised us. It's amazing. He gave us authority over demonic forces, and this is contained in His grace. But how, you might be asking, how do we actually acquire or receive God's grace? Well, you see, here's where faith comes into action. The hand of faith reaches in and takes possession of the things that have already been freely given to us through God's grace. The hand of faith stretches in and grabs the promises that's been given and provided for us in the grace of God, through God's grace. And that's why you see again Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith. You see, it's there already. Salvation has already been there for you and for me. And then by faith, I went and I said, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe it. I speak it, because that's how I said we do it. And as I was doing that, my arm of faith was stretching. Now, the faith was given to me. Unto every man, the Bible says, listen, in Romans 12:3, unto every man has been given the measure of faith. And to every man has been given the measure of faith. So everybody's got that faith. When you become born again, you've got that mustard seed size faith. And you can cast mountains into the ocean. And so when I went for salvation, which is housed in God's grace, as I was saying, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe He lived and died, took my sin, my punishment, my judgment. I believe it in my heart. I'm speaking it out with my mouth. I love you, Jesus. I ask you to create in me a brand new spirit. Make me a brand new child of yours. What I'm doing right at that point is the arm of faith is stepping into the realm of grace, and I'm drawing the promise of salvation into myself. Boom. And I'm righteous.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,